الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when the day of Thursday approaches, Allah azza wa jal sends his angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. Allahu Akbar. They inscribe the name of those who extensively recite the Rood during the night of Thursday. Those names are written on those silver papers and with the pen made of gold. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiyyallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again, we would like to give you a very warm welcome on Madani Channel to view this beautiful silsila, the laws of Salah. Today we will discuss two very, very beautiful mas'ala and rules. And the first one is pertaining to Sajda-i-Shukr, inshallah. Sajda-i-Shukr and the Salah of those who are traveling, inshallah. But before we learn anything, dear viewers of Madani Channel, whensoever we are about to do any good act, we enhance and basically request each and other to first make good intentions. Why? Because without any good intention, there is no reward of any act. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amali, that the intention of a believer is greater than his actions. So your intention is this, that you are watching this channel, and it should be this, that, oh Allah, I am watching this channel to learn ilm deen, to seek your pleasure. And whatever good you hear, you would practice upon it. Try to watch the silsila from beginning to end. Try to make this good intention that you will watch the silsila from beginning to end. And you will note down those important points. And not only practicing it yourself, but rather teaching it to others as well, inshallah. I make this intention that I am going to teach ilm deen for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey on my behalf, even if it is a single verse. So come, dear viewers of Madani Channel, after making these good intentions, let us start today's topic, Sajda-i-Shukr. How does one perform Sajda-i-Shukr? And what's the meaning of Sajda-i-Shukr? So it is mentioned that it is desirable to perform Sajda-i-Shukr on getting any favor, such as birth of a baby, or attainment of wealth, turning up of a lost thing, curing a patient, returning of a traveler, and so on. So these are good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed you with wealth. So if one wants to make Sajda-i-Shukr, that Mawla, you had blessed me with more than I deserve. Or if one was sick with any specific illness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him cure and complete shifa from that specific illness and sickness that he was in. Allah had removed that calamity from him. So as a token of appreciation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one would prostrate and make sajda shukr. Subhanallah. Its method is exactly the same as that of sajda tilawat. We should try to maintain this habit of prostrating before your Lord, before your Rabb. As there are many, many ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that the more you appreciate and thank your Creator, the more Allah will give you. So, it's a form of showing your appreciation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to adopt this kind of nature, that when you hear any good news, or any of your dream or your hope, or anything that you had planned came true, according to as you wanted it to be, then instead of having a party, instead of just giving mitai and sweets, distributing and making the mouths of your friends and relatives sweet, first try to prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by thanking Him, by making shukr in the court of Allah for granting you that thing that you wanted. Subhanallah. This is the way of a mu'min, this is the way of a Muslim. However, likewise, it is an act of thawab to perform sajda shukr on hearing any good news or getting any favor, such as the confirmation of a visa for Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. Who does not want to go to Madinatul Munawwara? If you had applied to go and visit the city of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and you are waiting, and when you get this khabar and news, when this news is broken out to you, that you have now got a visa to travel to the city of Madinatul Munawwara, and if somebody prostrates in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's good, and there is a reward for sajda shukr. Someone's becoming prepared to travel with Da'wat-e-Islami's Madani Qafila as a result of your successful individual efforts. The Muballighin that spend lots of time making the minds of brothers to travel in the path of Allah, to do good work. And if one had become successful doing this, or the one that traveled in Madani Qafila, he is indeed lucky. So he should also prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing his appreciation, or for example, beholding a practicing Sunni scholar having a blessed dream, a religious student passing an exam, getting rid of a calamity, the death of an enemy of Islam. Based on all these that I have mentioned, if one prostrates in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a form of thawab, and there is a reward for that. And by appreciating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by showing your initiative and appreciation, that, oh Allah, you had blessed me with this specific task, you had blessed me with this specific favor, ni'mah and bounty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you more than that you have, inshallah. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that was a very brief summary in regards of sajda shukr. One very important ruling is this, that we see these days that people that go to the masajid to perform salah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability and tawfiq to go to the masjid and perform our 5-time salah with the congregational prayer, with jama'at. And we had mentioned this in the previous episodes regarding the importance of salah and regarding the ahmiyat and importance of jama'at. The thawab and rewards that they by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the one that performs salah with jama'at. We're not going to get into that detail, but inshallah, let us now study about passing in front of a musalli who is in salah. This is also very important, as these days we see that brothers just cross by, they don't look. So inshallah, in regards of this, we will discuss what a big sin this is in the light of a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Hazrat Sayyiduna Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, if a person passing across the front of a musalli knew what sin lies in there, He would prefer subsidence into the earth rather than passing that person. This hadith had been narrated by Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that if only a musalli had to know, the one who's crossing from a person who's reading salah, if he only had to know what azab and what sin it is for him to cross from a musalli who's performing salah, he would choose to be grounded. He would choose to be sunken into the earth. But he would not choose to cross in front of a musalli. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only understand, but rather, we should become practicing Muslims, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Chaliye, come. Though the one passing across the front of a musalli is a sinner, it does not have any effect on the salah of that musalli. Let's get this clear, because many a times we hear people saying that, oh, you have crossed me and now my salah had broken. You had broken my salah. Why did you cross me? So this does not affect the person who is in salah. The one who is affected is the one that's crossing by. He is the one that's going to be a sinner, and he is the one that's going to be accountable. Not the person that's in ibadat, not the person who is engrossed in salah. He should not shout at the person that's crossing by. Inshallah, we will discuss in which way he can alert the person that's crossing. But to feel that my salah is broken and I need to restart my salah all over again, there is no such thing. Crossing of a person from the front of a musalli does not affect the salah of that musalli, but rather the one that crossed is the one that's going to be accused, and he is going to be a sinner. Therefore, 15 rulings about passing across the front of a musalli, subhanallah. There are 15 rules and regulations. Don't you feel that you should diarize this? Or as I mentioned before, that if you want to learn these masla masail, Dawat-e-Islami had made it so easy for the world, so easy for you. All you have to do is get your hands on this awesome book, Laws of Salah, written by Amir Ahl Sunnat Bani Da'wat Islami Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadir Attar Radhi Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliya. And it has been made simple so that people can understand, read and practice what's written here. If you want to find perfection in your salah, then read this book, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You should know so that you may not get involved in such sin on the day of Qiyamah, that you do not know about it in the dunya. There is a chance for you to study what azab and what sin lays in this and what reward lays in that. So do it so that you know what you are doing. And by doing so, you will definitely find perfection in your salah, inshallah. Therefore, the 15 rulings about passing across the front of a musalli is in a ground or a big masjid. In a ground or a big masjid, it is not permissible to pass through the front place of the feet of a musalli to the mawda'i sujood. Mawda'i sujood means the area up to which sight spreads when the eyesight is fixed at the spot of sajda in the state of qiyam. For example, when a person is standing in qiyam, when he makes takbir at-tahreema and he ties his hands. Now, mawda'i sujood means that when he's standing in this position, his eyes will be focused on the ground. Where? At the nose? At the toes? On the right or on the left? No. We had also studied this in the previous episodes, that the eyes should be focused at the place of sajada. Where you are going to go for sajda, this is where your eyes should be focused. And when the sight of his eyes will be focused on mawda'i sujood, now, till where, when his eyes will be focused on the place where he makes sajda, this means the area up to which sight spreads when the sight is on the ground. So there is a certain distance one can still see, even though he's looking down. But the sight does not end at the place of sajda, rather, there is some gap. And according to Sharia, inshallah, we will discuss this in the other Madani pearls coming forward, inshallah. So till where the eyes can see, that's called mawda'i sujood. Subhanallah. It is not permissible to pass through the front place of the feet of a musalli up to mawda'i sujood. In other words, as I have just explained to you, from where his feet is, from where his eyes are based, where his sight is based on the ground at the place of sajda. From anywhere nearby, nobody can cross. An approximate distance of mawdhi sujood is 3 yards. 3 yards from feet towards qibla. So it's not going to be counted from the eyesight, rather it's going to be counted from the feet. From the feet of where that musalli stands, right to where his sight can see. After his eyesight is focused on the ground, according to the Sharia, it is 3 yards. In other words, the distance of 3 yards from the feet to the area up to which sight spreads, and therefore, in a ground, there is no harm in passing beyond this distance. In a small masjid or home, if there is no sutra in front of a musalli, it is not permissible to pass through from the place of his feet up to the wall towards qibla. Meaning, in other words, that 3 yards cannot be counted. 3 yards will not be counted if the masjid is small, or a hall in your home, or any such place where there is no sutra in front of the musalli, then it is not permissible to pass through from the place of his feet up to the wall towards qibla. Subhanallah. If there is a sutra in front of a musalli, there is no harm in passing beyond the sutra. So if there is a sutra, then there is no harm in that. Now, if you're going to ask, or I'm sure you would want to know, what is the height of sutra? How high or how tall and what is the width of a sutra? According to Sharia, the height of sutra should at least be equal to that of half arm, almost a half yard. And the thickness of the sutra should at least be equal to that of a finger. Allahu Akbar. Imam's sutra is the sutra of the muqtadi as well. In other words, if there is a sutra in front of the imam and somebody passes across the front of the muqtadi, the passing person will not be a sinner. A tree, man or animal can serve as a sutra. Now we are going to learn how can a tree, man or animal serve as a sutra. If a man serves as a sutra, it is necessary that his back faces the front of a musalli. If you are in salah, then the person who is standing for you as a sutra, his back should face your front. If you are in salah, his face should not face your face, but rather his back should face your face. If somebody faces the face of the musalli, he will be accused. Allahu Akbar. So if somebody faces his face towards the musalli, then he will be a sinner, he will be accused. There is no blame on the musalli in this case. Therefore, an imam has also to be careful while turning round and looking back, having performed the salam. If the imam faces the front of the one offering his remaining salah, he will be a sinner. Allahu Akbar. So come, dear viewers of Madinah channel, let us learn that if a person is passing across the front of a musalli, and another person passes along with him at the same place using him as a sutra, the first person will be a sinner and he will automatically become a sutra for the second person. During salah with jama'at, if someone starts offering salah at a rear saf, in spite of vacancy at the saf ahead, the newcomer can go ahead crossing above the neck of the person offering salah at the rear saf, as he himself lost his dignity. Allahu Akbar. So one should not leave any gap in the masjid, any saf. That is why we also mentioned in the previous episode that the imams, the leaders of the masajid, should make this announcement of straightening the safs, making sure that your heels are in line, your toes are in line, the shoulders are in place, are in line. All these announcements are important. If someone is offering salah at so high place that the body parts of the passing person are not in front of musalli, the passing person is not a sinner. Subhanallah. This was also quite clear that if there is a musalli who is performing salah at a high place, and the height of that is so high that whilst he is performing salah, he cannot see the body parts of the person beneath him crossing in front of him, then the person who crosses that kind of a musalli, the person is crossing, will not be a sinner. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madini channel, we had covered many aspects inshallah. Last few rules we should learn in regards of this, so that we are not put into such situation. And if we are, we should repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that if two persons want to pass across the front of a musalli, there is a particular method of doing so. One of them should stand making his back face the front of the musalli. If there is a musalli on my left hand side performing salah, Qibla is on my right hand side, to make you understand. Then one person should face his back towards the musalli, standing in front of the musalli, but his back should be facing the musalli, not his face. As we mentioned that if he faces his face, the musalli will not be a sinner, rather the man standing as a sutra will be a sinner. Therefore, he should face his back facing the musalli, and the front person who wants to cross should cross. Subhanallah. But now, when he crosses, what should he do? Now the other person should pass using the standing person as a sutra. Then the other who had already passed should stand behind the back of the standing person in the position that his back faces the front of the musalli. Now the first person should pass and the other person should return to the side where he had come from. Subhanallah. It is like a beautiful rotation that you had given cover to your friend, to another brother that was crossing from the masjid. You became a sutra for him. And as you became a sutra for him, he crossed but he never left the masjid. He came behind you. Now you go away and then he will go from where he came. It is very simple, subhanallah. So next time, if you are in a rush, you don't need to hurry or get stressed. If you are put into such a situation, definitely you can educate others by teaching them these beautiful rules and regulations of salah, subhanallah. If a person is about to pass across the front of a musalli, the musalli is allowed to prevent him from passing by uttering subhanallah or doing qiraat loudly or with the gesture of hand, head or eye. But more than these acts is not allowed. For example, grabbing him, jerking his clothes or beating is not allowed. And in case of amale kathir, his salah will become invalid. If a person passes across the front of a woman offering salah, she should prevent by tasfiq. For example, hitting the back of her left hand with the right hand fingers. If a man did tasfiq and a woman uttered tasbih, the salah would not become invalid. But it is contradiction with the sunnah. And the one doing tawaf is allowed to pass across the front of a musalli. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madini channel. Inshallah, in the coming episodes, we will discuss about the salah of those who are traveling, the salah of those who are musafireen. So therefore, don't forget to keep watching Madani channel. Pass whatever you have learned today, pass it to others, practice upon it yourself, and don't forget what is your Madani mission. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله.
To attend Jannah.